Last weekend, I was at the opening of a spectacular new disabled anglers facility on the River Moy in County Mayo. Funded by Inland Fisheries and run by East Mayo Anglers, it will give disabled anglers a real chance to catch salmon, probably for the first time ever. At the opening ceremony, we had first the prayers.
We thank you for the vision that conceived this project. We thank you for the beauty of creation and this beautiful river. Bless this special angler's facility and those who will use it. May it open up a world of possibilities.
My name's Lester Cassidy, I'm from Kildare. I've been coming down here fishing for 30 years. I'm 40 this year, so I probably came down when I was about 10 with my dad, Joe. And in 1998, I had an accident and I broke my back and I ended up paralysed from the waist down. And my first reaction regarding fishing, I thought my day's fishing would be over. But my dad was very determined to get me back fishing, and he done everything he could at the time to get me. We crossed fields and we went under stiles and we got to places where we shouldn't have, but we did. To have a facility like this now is a big life changer for me.
Yeah.
Because I can drive my car down to beside the river all on my own. I'm not relying on my father anymore. It's great independence for me to be able to do this. And like they say, fishing is good for the mental health. Well, I can fully agree with that, because everyone has busy lives and stuff, and when you come fishing and you take a time out, you're ready for the whole, you can take on the world again after a day's fishing, if you know what I mean.
Are there many places, or are there enough places in the country that you can go in your wheelchair to get a day's fishing?
There are certain lakes around the country that you can go to and catch trout, and a lot of them are stock trout. But this is a different sort of facility, because you're fishing here for fresh wild salmon coming in from the ocean, and it's on the River Moy, which is the best salmon river in Europe, and this facility is in one of the prime spots. So you're not just fishing with a small chance of catching a salmon, you've every chance of catching a wild salmon. And I know there's lots of people out there that have never caught a salmon, and this is an ideal opportunity for disabled people to come and hook their first salmon.
Here, they've made this particular facility disabled anglers only.
Well, it's not disabled anglers only. Like, there are a lot of older men in our club, and they're not able to get over all the stiles and walk for miles to get to the good spots. There's a lot of men that need hip replacements, and it's for them as well. People who have got their knees done and they can't get to the other spots. So, like, they're welcome to come here and fish as well. But it's for everyone, really, you know. And not only, like, disabled people might need somebody to help them get to the river, and their helpers or carers are welcome to come along and fish beside them also.
You're right out in the middle of beautiful County Mayo. There aren't any buildings around. It's not a bank along the side of a town.
No, it really is amazing. We're here looking across the river at the mountains and the river. It's such a beautiful day today as well. I don't think you could get more scenic, beautiful spot in the west of Ireland.
Kathleen Moore, you're the administrator for East Mayo Anglers. This has taken how many years?
It has taken, I'd say, the guts of 30 years. I've only been involved in since 2006, but there's been people before me that have put an awful lot of work into this.
What kind of work? Why would it take so long?
There was a lot of hitches, a lot of planning, different regulations. Just putting in the application. Two lots of applications had to go in. We were nearly finished one, and we had to start all over again. Thanks be to God, today has come, and it's a great day for East Mayo Anglers.
And it's a huge commitment to people with disabilities.
It is, yeah.
From the association.
It is, yeah, and they are the forgotten people. People, the committee of East Mayo Anglers saw that they were the people that were forgotten and decided that they were going to do something for them. You can see here today, it is just a fantastic facility.
This is open to anybody, any disabled angler in the country?
It is, yes, as long as you buy your permit of me first. You can come down here and fish. You need your government licence and your permit to fish on East Mayo Anglers, and any disabled angler can come down then. They can buy their day tickets from me or there's other outlets. They can come down here and fish to their heart's content.
Paddy McNulty is chairman of East Mayo Anglers.
East Mayo Anglers stretches for over 9 miles from just below Clungalawn Bridge to a little further down the river from where we are now in Swade. It's mixed water. It's a mixture of fly fishing, spinning and whatever else, and bait fishing. But on this stretch, we do not allow prawn fishing. Most of our anglers at this stage are elderly. The people who are running it now are trying to improve it and leave it better after we leave.
Tell me something about what you've built here, the angling facility. How big is it?
76 or 77 metres long. It's in a good fishing stretch. This stretch was known as under the wires for the obvious reason that...
Sure, yeah, there's some tight there electrical wires going over us here.
We had two reasons for choosing this. One, the way we could get access to it. We needed to present, to develop it on a spot that where there is a possibility of catching a good fish.
It sounds fairly simple when you when we're opening it here today, but it's taken you several years to get to this through planning, through funding, through everything else.
It has. This, I believe, was first, long before I joined the committee, the idea was thought up back in the last century. And there have been many false starts in it. The present stage now, about 2012, we restarted it, and many a time we've been at meetings and we thought it was finished, that it was going no further. With the help of IFI, we got around that. But we at one stage really thought that we wouldn't. We were prepared for failure.
Now, if a disabled angler wants to come here from anywhere in the country, can they buy a day ticket? What kind of a licence do they need?
They just need a local licence, or an area licence, and then a day ticket from the fishery.
How much will that cost you?
At present, it's €35, but we are looking at the price for disabled anglers.
Minister Michael Ring, you've just opened this facility. It really is something else.
Well, it's fantastic. And I mean, first of all, I just want to thank the local East Anglers here in Foxford for the wonderful facility they provided. Now, I know the IFI have given them great support and funding from government, but I mean, we have to admire the club and the committed members of the club, because this is not simple. You know, you have all kinds of environment problems here. You're along the most fantastic salmon river in the world. And this facility here, particularly for people with disabilities and people that will be able to come in, they'll be able to use these facilities. They're a credit to everybody. And I'm very pleased to be opening them today. And you saw the turnout, the crowd, the community spirit that's here. And it's great to see that the IFI and the local community and the fishing bodies are now all working together and providing facilities like this. Government have provided the funding, and this funding has been very well spent.
You spoke during your opening speech there about a commitment to rural Ireland and development in rural Ireland.
It's a different rural Ireland than it was 40 years ago. We don't have the shops in every corner now. The multinationals came in, the Dunnes, the Tesco's. Now it's online shopping. So we have to, you know, make sure that we create facilities like this that will bring anglers into this area, into this region, for the better breakfast, for the hotels, for the restaurants, for the pubs. That's what keeps rural Ireland alive, and that's the point I was making today.
So if you invest your €35, what are your chances of catching a salmon? Paddy MacDonald is a well-known local guide.
Well, this is the lower end of East Mayo water, and this is probably one of the better pools on the lower stretch of East Mayo. And it's you can use all methods. You can fly fish, and you can spinning or worming or whatever. And actually, in fact, you could actually fly fish from a wheelchair off the stand here as well, if you had the proper technique. So it's possible to perform all types of casting techniques and fishing techniques off this platform.
Would this actual stretch produces many salmon in a year?
Yeah, this is one of the probably in the would be in the top 10 pools on East Mayo. We have approximately 90 named pools on this stretch of river, and this would probably be in the top 10 pools as far as numbers of salmon caught per year.
Really? And how many, you know, in a typical year? Well, we've heard years where 10,000 salmon were caught on the Moy. What are the numbers on this stretch? Yeah.
It wouldn't be unusual on this stretch, on this particular pool, for something like maybe 8 or 10 salmon to be caught in the one day in this pool, and sometimes more or whatever. And during the peaks, the peak times of the year and the peak runs, it would be very rare there wouldn't be at least a few salmon come off per day off this particular pool, this pool alone.
How far, the River Moy goes into the sea at Ballina, far are we from Ballina here on the river?
So we're approximately 20 miles upstream from Ballina here, and we're approximately 1 mile upriver from where the lake water comes in from Loch Conn and Loch Cullen. And at the moment here, the pool is very high because the water's backing up because the lake is very high.
And to catch a salmon, they come up and they rest at various points. How long would it take them to come from, say, Ballina up to here?
Well, if we could take a base calculation that salmon can travel at about approximately 5 miles per hour comfortably. So in a matter of a couple of hours, he can be from the sea to here. And this particular pool, see, when the salmon run early in the year, what you have in this pool, there's also deeper sections of this pool where salmon actually stay for longer periods. So it's not only the salmon that are running through and pause momentarily and can be caught.
Yeah, they also stop here for a rest.
But we also have salmon that will become resident here because there's some deep sections here. So you have a combination of running fish, which have the chance of catching if they stop, plus also you have salmon that become residents and sometimes stay here for months. That's what the best pools always have.
Thanks to Paddy MacDonald and everybody at East Mayo Anglers.